崇明县2015届初三英语第一学期期末试卷
Part 1. Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. I booked 2 tickets to Paris in an airline ticket office yesterday.I booked 2 tickets to Paris in an airline ticket office yesterday.
2. In my opinion, a private car can bring us a lot of convenience. In my opinion, a private car can bring us a lot of convenience.
3.It is very quick and safe to send a package to London by express mail. It is very quick and safe to send a package to London by express mail.
4. Class 2 is having a debate on whether students should use cell phones in school. Class 2 is having a debate on whether students should use cell phones in school.
5. My grandfather enjoys listening to Beijing opera on the radio. My grandfather enjoys listening to Beijing opera on the radio.
6. Every drop of water should be saved in our daily life. Every drop of water should be saved in our daily life.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。7. Hello, I want to mail some Chinese medicine to the USA.
Please buy a box first and pack these things. Then fill in the form.
Okay. How much is the postage?
Let me weigh it first. It's about 100 yuan.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?Hello, I want to mail some Chinese medicine to the USA.
Please buy a box first and pack these things. Then fill in the form.
Okay. How much is the postage?
Let me weigh it first. It's about 100 yuan.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Eight. How was your flight, Tommy?
It was really awful. We got on the plane at 2 p.m.But it didn't take off until 4:30 p.m.
Question. When did the plane take off? How was your flight, Tommy?
It was really awful. We got on the plane at 2 p.m., but it didn't take off until 4:30 p.m.
Question. When did the plane take off?
9. You were late, Jenny.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brown. My bike broke on the way.So I had to walk here.
Why didn't you take a taxi?
You know, I had no money with me.
Question. How did Jenny go to work? You were late, Jenny.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brown. My bike broke on the way, so I had to walk here.
Why didn't you take a taxi?
You know, I had no money with me.
Question. How did Jenny go to work?
10.Do you think you can get this new job, Michael?
Yes, Mum. I have confidence in it. I'm good at writing articles, and last year I was an assistant editor of the English newspaper of our university. I have enough work experience.
Question. What did the man do last year? Do you think you can get this new job, Michael?
Yes, Mum. I have confidence in it. I'm good at writing articles, and last year I was an assistant editor of the English newspaper of our university.I have enough work experience.
Question. What did the man do last year? Eleven. Being an architect is always my dream. I can build more beautiful high-rises.
I want to be an astronaut. Exploring space is so exciting. Maybe I can find some new planets.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? Being an architect is always my dream.I can build more beautiful high-rises.
I want to be an astronaut. Exploring space is so exciting. Maybe I can find some new planets.
Question, what are the two speakers talking about? Have you got any plan for this weekend, Jerry?
No. What's up, Alice?
I plan to watch a football match with Daphne, but she told me to attend a meeting. Since you are free, take the tickets to watch the match with your friend.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I will ask Simon to go with me.
Question, who will Jerry go to watch the match with? Have you got any plan for this weekend, Jerry?
No. What's up, Alice?
I plan to watch a football match with Daphne, but she told me to attend a meeting. Since you are free, take the tickets to watch the match with your friend.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I will ask Simon to go with me.
Question, who will Jerry go to watch the match with?
Can I help you?
Yes. I bought the CD player here yesterday, but it doesn't work.
Did you try it before you took it out of the store?
No, it was in the box. I thought it would work.
Okay, I'll give you another one. I'm sorry you've had the problem.
Question, what was the matter with the CD player?
Can I help you?
Yes, I bought the CD player here yesterday, but it doesn't work.
Did you try it before you took it out of the store?
No, it was in the box. I thought it would work.
Okay, I'll give you another one. I'm sorry you've had the problem.
Question, what was the matter with the CD player? Shall we buy some apples and oranges here?
Why don't we buy some near our home? I think the fruit there is better.
Question, what does the man think of the fruit here? Shall we buy some apples and oranges here?
Why don't we buy some near our home? I think the fruit there is better.
Question, what does the man think of the fruit here?
4. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
How are things going, Scott?
Well, Carla, I was feeling great on Saturday, but I started to feel sick on Sunday afternoon. I thought I'd get better, but I feel worse than before. And I'm really worried because I'm going to have an interview on Friday. I have to be better by then.
What's wrong with you?
Well, the doctor said it was just a bad cold. He gave me some medicine. I took it 3 times a day after meals, but it didn't seem to be helpful. He also asked me to stay in bed for 2 days, but you know, I'm so busy these days.
Listen, Scott, forget it. I'll help you get rid of the bad cold. You see, my mom is good at traditional Chinese medicine. She thinks it'll be very helpful for you. I'll give you some.
Oh, really?
Come on, have a try.You just take some traditional Chinese medicine 4 times a day. Believe me, you'll be all right soon.
Great. So I think I won't miss the interview on Friday. Shall we meet at the gate of your housing estate at 8:30? Don't forget that medicine. See you later.
See you.
Now listen again, please.
How are things going, Scott?
Well, Carla, I was feeling great on Saturday, but I started to feel sick on Sunday afternoon.I thought I'd get better, but I feel worse than before. And I'm really worried because I'm going to have an interview on Friday. I have to be better by then.
What's wrong with you?
Well, the doctor said it was just a bad cold. He gave me some medicine. I took it 3 times a day after meals, but it didn't seem to be helpful. He also asked me to stay in bed for 2 days. But you know, I'm so busy these days.
Listen, Scott, forget it. I'll help you get rid of the bad cold.You see, my mom is good at traditional Chinese medicine. She thinks it'll be very helpful for you. I'll give you some.
Oh, really?
Come on, have a try. You just take some traditional Chinese medicine 4 times a day. Believe me, you'll be all right soon.
Great. So I think I won't miss the interview on Friday. Shall we meet at the gate of your housing estate at 8:30? Don't forget that medicine. See you later.
See you.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Reading to children can really create some warm memories. It also develops children's language skills and increase their abilities to succeed in school and later work. A new report says
Reading aloud is so important that parents should start as soon as their children are born, and they should continue to read aloud even after their children can read by themselves. Doctors say parents should read some books that are not too long and on the right age level, so children will not lose interest. They say parents should also point to and talk about pictures in books for babies. For young children, parents should ask questions about the book. However, researchers find that the number of children who read for fun is dropping fast now. Some children don't like reading as much as before. The 2015 report says only 31% of children in the U.S. read a book for fun almost every day now. Scientists also introduce some ways to develop a love of reading in a child. One is simply to have books in the home. Another way is to read to them.
Now listen again, please.
Reading to children can really create some warm memories. It also develops children's language skills and increase their abilities to succeed in school and later work. A new report says reading aloud is so important that parents should start as soon as their children are born, and they should continue to read aloud even after their children can read by themselves. Doctors say parents should read some books that are not too long and on the right age level, so children will not lose interest. They say parents should also point to and talk about pictures in books for babies. For young children, parents should ask questions about the book. However, researchers find that the number of children who read for fun is dropping fast now. Some children don't like reading as much as before. The 2015 report says only 31% of children in the U.S. read a book for fun almost every day now. Scientists also introduce some ways to develop a love of reading in a child. One is simply to have books in the home. Another way is to read to them.